You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching The American Journal. But if you're hearing this message right now, it means I'm not actually in studio. No, this is just an illusion. If you're hearing this, it means I'm somewhere in southeastern Colorado having the time of my life, I hope. Maybe I'm enjoying a nice hot cup of cocoa by the fire right now. I really can't wait. Hopefully you are too. Hopefully everybody is enjoying this Thanksgiving week and really being thankful for all of the wonderful things we have in our lives, despite the fact that almost every day here we are confronted with a litany of just the worst news stories you've ever heard. You know, if nothing else, we're thankful for the InfoWars audience and letting us know that there are millions of people out there like us, that we're not alone, that we're not just individuals struggling against an impossibly large system, but rather a collective that could and will one day overpower and defeat that system and reclaim our humanity once and for all. You know, we've been doing American Journal for almost 2 years at this point, and it has been quite a journey. I really am so proud of what we've been able to accomplish, what the crew has been able to accomplish as we all work tirelessly to bring you the best information that we possibly can and try to not follow the lead of mainstream media and constantly be responding to them, but instead be out front, be leading the conversation, be leading the charge, and be in the forefront of the combat against the New World Order in this information war. And so, of course, we thank you for your support. We would not be able to do this without you. And we don't say that flippantly. You know, we don't just say, you know, oh, we really appreciate it when you shop at InfoWars because we just, you know, we like getting a paycheck. I mean, that's great. That's huge. It really is great. I mean, just think about the fact that I can leave for a whole week. I can go on vacation. I can spend time with my family. And I know that I can come back and have a paycheck waiting for me. I mean, to have this level of job assurity in the field that we're in is literally non-existent outside of InfoWars. Without InfoWars, we would all be, you know, separate, you know, individuals trying to, you know, piece together something on our own. What InfoWars gives us is like a battleship. Like instead of a bunch of little rowboats all sort of trying to go in the same general direction, we're all in one single battleship and we can take on the enemy, you know, using all of our expertise where it belongs. The crew doing what they do, that I could never do what they do. They could probably do what I do, but let's not let them know that because I like doing what I do and I don't want to have to go back to production. But no, it's a vessel that we can all be a part of, that we can all be proud of, and that we can all know is making a major difference, especially as we see the way the mainstream media is sort of bending to our will. All of the things that used to be consigned to the conspiracy theorists and the info warriors, it's gotten so overwhelming, it's gotten so powerful that it's spilled onto the main stage of American consciousness, and it's undeniable at this point the effect that InfoWars has had. And we wouldn't have had that effect, we wouldn't have these jobs, we wouldn't have all of this stuff that we are so unendingly grateful for without your help. So when we say thank you for going to InfoWarsStore.com, what we're saying is thank you for giving our families stability. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to actually feel like we're having an effect against the New World Order and that we're not just spinning our wheels, but we're actually driving forward into this fight. Thank you for giving us these incredible studios and this incredible platform, band.video, infowars.com. Thank you for making us the thorn in the side of the globalist tyrants. That's entirely up to you. We would not be here without you. Alex Jones would be nobody without the audience. Harrison Smith, Owen Shore, we would be nothing without the audience supporting us by going to InfoWarsStore.com. So we do thank you for doing that. We do encourage you to do that. And just know that we have committed ourselves to this fight. We are all in, as they say. This is a do or die situation for humanity at this point. We'll be here and we'll be doing as long as we possibly can. And you guarantee that we'll be here by going to InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com right now has the selling out fast mega blowout sale. These products are flying off the shelves. A lot of them aren't going to be available very soon, and there's not going to be another run of these at least until next year, and who knows when it'll be back in stock. So if you want to support us, if you appreciate what we do, go to InfoWarsStore.com, take advantage of the massive sale, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
For only the second time in the entirety of the InfoWars store, we are announcing a selling out mega blowout sale. Many of our top-selling items are included in this sale and are in limited supply, so once they're out, they will probably not be back in stock until next year. Everything is listed at deep discounts of up to 60% off market price. Plus, if you order now, we will include a free gift from the store for every order, regardless of what you buy. This item will be chosen at random from a handpicked selection of our DVDs, books, stickers, and so much more. This is our gift to you for supporting the InfoWar and the Voice of Freedom worldwide. After the seemingly never-ending barrage of attacks on us, Alex and the rest of the crew here at InfoWars needs all the help we can get to allow the message of a pro-human future to reach the masses. Hurry to the store of InfoWars now to check out the Mega Blowout Sale, because some of these items are already selling out at InfoWarsStore.com. You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal, InfoWars.com, band.video. We're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines right now. Give us a call about whatever you want. 1-877-789-2539. Now taking your calls. 1-877-789-2539. Got some more video reports that I want to go to here today, but we may have to wait on some of that. We do have some more videos from the G20 meeting that are pretty interesting. I think we can sort of glean a lot from what we're hearing. We'll go to some of these videos. This is, guys, you can pull in these videos. First one I want to go to is World Government Summit. It's the largest meeting of world leaders. They posted this video in March of 2022. Do we have that? All right. This, again, was published in March 2022, the World Government Summit. They are meeting again, the G20 Summit or whatever you want to call it. But you'll see that, I mean, this is, it's a very bizarre situation we find ourselves in, because it's literally like we're in a Bond movie with the Bond villain, Klaus Schwab, holding his meetings where he is the self-appointed ruler of the world. It's just so crazy. It is so bizarre. It's so inexplicable to me. It's hard to believe. And I get that it's hard to believe, but it is real. So it's kind of important that you actually believe it, because it's actually happening. You know, I think all the time about that debate that I did where I'm explaining to the guy how the globalists operate, how the New World Order is being implemented. And it's obviously horrible. It's obviously bad. It's obviously not beneficial to anybody except for a select few who can exploit the situation for their own personal gain. It's just obvious to anybody. Like, if you hear this, there's no other conclusion to come to other than this is unacceptable. And so because they can't bring themselves to understand this, because they can't bring themselves to actually reconcile in their own mind how intense of a problem this is and what's necessary to undo the situation that we're in. Like, it's such a burden. You know, it's like the Bill Hicks, I think it was Bill Hicks, joke about the JFK assassination, where it's like the idea that it could be anything other than a single crazy communist guy who shot the president. Like, if you actually think that there's a cover-up of the highest people in power in America, that idea so shatters the trust and the formation that people have in their brains that, like, they have to reject it outright. Because even to consider it being true is, like, beyond comprehension to these people. And so I guess that's how these people find themselves, because you can tell them, you can show them evidence. You can go, look, here's the meetings they're having. Here's the talking points they talk about. Here's how the plan is made in these meetings and proliferated through these meetings, and here's how it comes to be in the real world. Like, you can show them the direct line, and they just have to go, I just don't believe you. That was the only response the guy had. I was arguing with him. He said, I don't believe you. I don't believe it's happening. Okay, but it is happening. So now that we're past that, what are you going to do now? What do you think about this now? What do you believe about this now? It's too much for some people, but it is real. There's a serial killer going around murdering people in your neighborhood, and somebody's like, yeah, it's really bad. There's this guy, he just murders people in their bed at night. Just go, I just don't believe it. I don't believe it's happening. All right, well, your neighbor died last night with a knife in his chest, so you can't not believe this anymore. I get that it's kind of scary. It's a scary thing to consider, but just not believing it's happening is really not an option, especially when they make highly produced advertisements showing exactly what they're doing. I mean, how do you not? You just don't believe it. You just don't believe it's happening. Well, it is happening. So now we have to decide whether it's something that you want to happen and want to allow to happen, or whether we as a collective body of humanity should stand up against these psychopaths and these self-appointed world controllers and reclaim our birthright, which is to have complete sovereignty over our own lives and our own nation. That's up to us. That's the decision we have to make. Or you can be a coward and bury your head in the sand like an idiot and allow these people to run roughshod over your every basic human right. It's up to you, I guess. Let's go now to this World Government Summit video. Again, this was March in 2022. They're meeting again right now. We'll show you Klaus Schwab's most recent speech. But first, here's self-appointed world leader, unelected nobody, weirdo, Dr. Evil looking worm man, Klaus Schwab, being celebrated as the de facto leader of the world. Let's watch.
There's no longer any doubt that humans are heating up the oceans, land, and sea by burning fossil fuels.
The world has to overcome not only the damage done to our economies and our societies by COVID-19, it also has to confront the repercussions
The speed of change is bigger than we expect. The new world order.
I see a future
they
where
made
the
this, they made this video.
For free.
Sees a future
everyone.
Where the internet is available and free for everyone.
The of power is going to shift. Decentralization of power structures everywhere may be the beginning of that shift in finance, in political power.
We have to uphold our responsibility, which we have towards the next generation.
Pretty amazing, isn't it? And of course, they're doing it. They're reorganizing the entire world into a neo-feudal system of digital currency and constant surveillance, social credit score, AI madness. And they're predicating this on two things: climate change, which they let us know. The first thing they say in that video is you can't deny it anymore. Humans are affecting the climate. Greenhouse gases. Really, greenhouse gases. I remember first hearing, I like very distinctly remember first hearing about so-called greenhouse gases as a kid in elementary school. And it just not making any sense to me. How do the gases know to keep the heat in but not keep it out? How does it know? If it's just an insulator, then shouldn't it keep just as much heat out as it keeps in? Like, it just fails in the most basic logic that you can summon. And then for a long time, they stopped talking about greenhouse gases because it was obviously not true. Just like the ozone layer nonsense they were talking about turned out not to be true. Just like the global freezing they talked about turned out not to be true. Just like the dramatic, the polar bears are all going to die by 2020 predictions never came true. Because none of this is actually predicated on real science. It's all on useful science. It's all on science that they can use to create the condition of fear. They can overwhelm your logic sensibilities and impose things on you. Tell you eating bugs stops the weather. Tell you that using digital currency will save the trees. Makes no damn sense. It's idiotic, moronic, psychopathic. But they're doing it. They're predicating their entire takeover on that. Oh, and also the damage, by the way, that COVID did to our societies. You heard Klaus Schwab in that video say, you know, we have to do this because of climate change and because of the damage to our societies that COVID did. COVID had a survival rate of 99.9997. COVID did as much damage to our society as the flu does every year. That is none. It does no damage. It does nothing. What did destroy our entire economy, what did put us into a put us onto the precipice of total and absolute collapse was the actions that you people took predicated on COVID-19. You took COVID-19, you saw it as a beautiful opportunity, just like you see climate change, to reform the world from being a free and open society into one closed in which you have absolute control. You saw that opportunity, you pounced on it, you destroyed all of these systems, and now you're taking the destruction that you have wrought and using it as an excuse to garner more power to yourselves, and people are falling for this? I mean, my God, we'll show you the ambition that Klaus Schwab has shown on the other side in the 6 months since that video was made.
For only the second time in the entirety of the InfoWars store, we are announcing a selling out mega blowout sale. Many of our top selling items are included in this sale and are in limited supply, so once they're out, they will probably not be back in stock until next year. Everything is listed at deep discounts of up to 60% off market price. Plus, if you order now, we will include a free gift from the store for every order, regardless of what you buy. This item will be chosen at random from a handpicked selection of our DVDs, books, stickers, and so much more. This is our gift to you for supporting the InfoWar and the Voice of Freedom worldwide. After the seemingly never-ending barrage of attacks on us, Alex and the rest of the crew here at InfoWars needs all the help we can get to allow the message of a pro-human future to reach the masses. Hurry to the store of InfoWars now to check out the Mega Blowout Sale because some of these items are already selling out at InfoWarsStore.com.
He's a four-time world champion of kickboxing and bare knuckles boxing. He's a good friend of mine. He's the number one Googled man in the world, and he has been massively censored by the deep state and the globalists for promoting the family and male masculinity, the number one enemy of the globalist. He's Andrew Tate. If you go to AndrewTatePower.com, you can find his new incredible supplement line. He's been number one at everything he's done. Not just philanthropy, not just self-help, not just male empowerment, not just fighting. But when it comes to being the most searched and most viewed person in the world in the last 2 years, it's Andrew Tate. He's even got Alex Jones and Joe Rogan beat. And that's why I went to him several years ago and I said, what supplements do you take? He goes, I do take supplements. And I said, what do you take? He said, well, these proprietary blends, but, you know, I tend to go to the actual apothecaries, the actual compounders to get the pure stuff. And I said, buddy, you should put out a high-end supplement at a reasonable price. And finally, he came back to me about 6 months ago and he said, I've done it. When it's ready, I'm ready to promote your show. And he has done it. They've got the amazing testosterone natural boost that is just amazing. They've got the brain formula for the mind, the most important weapon. And he's got an over-the-top powerful multivitamin mineral system. All three of these products are available right now at AndrewTatePower.com. You need to get these products because they will empower you, they will enrich your life, and they will keep not just Andrew Tate operating on the air, but us as well because he's a major sponsor. So another one of the things that I've really pushed, but his brainchild, his research, his work, this is what Andrew Tate takes to take him naturally in a healthy way to the next level. So find the brain formula, find the overall nutrient supercharger, and find the brain booster all at AndrewTatePower.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are attacking us on every level, but God has given us through Mother Nature natural compounds that will take us to the next level. And we've got people like Andrew Tate who've been out there actually researching and testing things in the battlefield that give us the intel we need to know to understand what will empower us to the greatest level. So go now to AndrewTatePower.com and experience the first three of a larger line of holistic products being brought to you by the one and only Andrew Tate. So again, AndrewTatePower.com. The only way you fail is not taking action. AndrewTatePower.com.
folks. We'll be going out to your calls very shortly. I got more videos to show you from the actual government, the actual world government as it meets in Indonesia. We have some pretty interesting videos. Let's go first to the Klaus Schwab speech. Again, who is Klaus Schwab? Nobody. Who are any of these people? You know, there's a reason that we have a republic. There's a reason that we give leadership positions to people based on votes. It's because they actually have to make arguments. Yeah, they have to actually present themselves to people and ask for their permission, essentially, to have authority and leadership over them. Pretty brilliant idea. See, back in the day, it was by birthright, and that wasn't exactly right. Although, that also at least has some semblance of like divine order in it, right? If you have a king who is essentially king from the day he's born, right? He's destined to be king, and he's raised his entire life as a king. And so then when he finally becomes king and is vested with that authority, he's been preparing for it for his entire life. It's actually some sort of reason behind that and some reflection of divine order in it. So now instead we just have like self-appointed people. We just have people who've just decided that they're in charge, and because they have connections and the media, they're encouraged in this. I was thinking about this with not just Klaus Schwab, but people like Jonathan Greenblatt of the ADL, how these people make demands. You see it on Twitter all the time, right? This guy going, we demand an apology and a donation from this person. And it's like, just, but who are you? No, but who are you? What have you done? Why should anybody listen to anything you have to say? Your entire career is being a snitch. You're a professional snitch. You're the king snitch of the snitch people. That's not enough for me to care what you think or who you are. And you certainly don't have the authority to demand anything of anybody, especially not me. Again, who do you think you are? I was thinking about it. I was thinking, you know, instead of Jonathan Greenblatt, we should just make up a different name, because it might as well be, you know, whatever, you know, Stan Redman from Boulder, Colorado, demands that Kanye West apologize. Like, okay, who the hell is Stan? I don't know Stan. Nobody cares who Stan is. He's making demands of the president? What? He's making demands of the richest person in the world? What? Who does he think he is? He's nobody. And without the approval and you know, illusion of power that are granted to these people, they are nobody. They are nothing. Klaus Schwab is an academic. He, of course, was always raised in absolute privilege. He was, of course, and is, of course, founded on actual, you know, Nazi slave labor. His entire fortune and his position of prominence was brought to him by the exploitation and murder of his fellow Jews. So there's that. It's good for him, I guess. That's modern royalty for you. It's modern nobility. See, even back in the day, you know, actual feudalism, just your basic landed gentry form of feudalism, you actually had obligations, noblesse oblige, right? You were obligated to the people underneath you. They had obligations to serve you, and you had obligations to serve them. Of course, it worked out better for you since you're the noble, but at the end of the day, you only had that power. The prerequisite to you having that power was that you used it to benefit the people underneath you. These people don't have any obligation. They don't have any obligation to serve the people underneath them. They aren't actually nobles in any sense of the term. They are just self-appointed leaders who are there for the sole purpose of exploiting the people underneath them. So we'll go to this video now. Klaus Schwab's speech in front of the G20 meeting. Here's some academic dude acting like he controls the world. Let's watch.
Of course, if we look at all the challenges, we can speak about the multi-crisis, an economic, a political, a social, an ecological, an institutional crisis. But actually, what we have to confront is a deep, systemic, and structural restructuring of our world. And this will take some time. And the world will look differently after we have gone through this transition process. Politically, the driving forces for this political transformation, of course, is the transition into a multipolar world, which has a tendency to make our world much more fragmented. And for these reasons, events like this one, the G20, and so on, are the very important connectors to avoid a too great segmentation.
So there it is. Klaus Schwab, just some disgusting bald man telling us that he is going to restructure the entire world. Now, like, okay, it's one thing. He's got no actual authority. He has no legitimate authority. Nobody's voted for this guy. Nobody appointed this guy. This guy was not born to nobility. He's nobody. He is nobody. He is a self-appointed psychopath weirdo. So he has no legitimate authority. Nobody's voted for him. Nobody's even appointed him. Nothing, right? But he doesn't even have the, like, a history to run on. Like, at least if Donald Trump got up there and was ordering people around and was demanding a total restructuring of the world, at least he could point to buildings that he built. At least he could point to problems that he solved. At least he could point to fixing the ice skating rink in New York and go, look, I know how to fix problems. This was bad. I came in. I fixed it. I can do that for the world. These people have caused all of the problems that they're fixing. They are the sole an abiding source of all of the issues that we're dealing with. Oh, this issue of the multipolar world, is that because you systematically destroyed manufacturing in the West and destroyed industry in America and offshored all of our production to Eastern Europe and East Asia? So you caused that issue, but now we have to change the whole world to deal with the issue that you caused. You're the ones to shut down the world for COVID. You're the people that are poisoning the entire world with the endless production of plastics that, by the way, is the result of the offshoring to China, where they have no environmental controls and they're allowed to poison the earth with complete abandon, and they'll never be held to account for it, and they'll never be punished for it. And all of these people talking very strongly about, you know, committing civilizational suicide to benefit the earth, they're also, by the way, making billions of dollars offshoring everything to China. So not only do these people not have any legitimate authority whatsoever, they don't even have the argument to make to say they should have authority. They have not fixed anything. They are the sole source of all of these issues, all of these problems, from the sperm count collapse and the fertility crisis to the supply chain crisis and the economy on the brink of collapse to the open border and the crime. They are the sole source of all of this. And then they come along to tell us they need all of the power so they can fix all of the problems that they've caused. They want to restructure the entire world now that they've destroyed it. Is it becoming clear what their plan is? Because it's playing out in front of you. All you have to do is look and believe.
One of the biggest news stories lately has been Elon Musk purchasing Twitter at the hopes for many that free speech would be restored on the platform. Elon Musk has hinted at this himself, but when he spoke out against returning Alex Jones to the platform, there were obvious concerns. Now, what I think might be going on, Elon Musk is making a business decision knowing that if Alex Jones is allowed back on the platform, Twitter might get removed from the App Store. Oh, you can't have it on your iPhone. Oh, you can't have it on your Android anymore. And now that one of the head tech executives and app manufacturers at Apple has removed his account, could be a sign of things to come. Now, others think it might be a personal choice that Elon Musk made to not let Alex Jones back on the platform. Now, here was Alex Jones' response to the news of Elon Musk not reinstating his account.
The ADL and the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party and the European Union and the Justice Department and CIA moles that Congress had hearings on last week are inside of his company right now and are literally trying to sabotage it not just externally with threats of lawsuits and censorship and criminal charges from the EU, but they're also threatening to sabotage the company and the actual systems that make it operate. So he hit the panic button and basically came out and attacked me so that he can get the left off of his back. And, you know, that it's fine to me that he did that, except he went too far and compared himself to Jesus and the whole bring the children to me, suffer the children to me. And if you offend one of these, if you're mean to one of these kids, it's better for you to kill yourself by tying a big boulder to your neck and throwing it in the ocean. That's just outrageous. That's absolutely outrageous that I'm supposedly the worst guy in the world because of media hype that massively has misrepresented what I really said about Sandy Hook.
If Elon loves to quote Christ so much in between dressing up like Satan, he should quote Christ's most famous quote. Let he without sin cast the first stone.
But that story will carry itself out. What we are appreciative of is you supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com so that we can still speak to you, the audience, and the millions of people, the new viewers, the future viewers that might visit Band.video and InfoWars.com every day. Now, as a big thank you for that support over the years, we are doing something for the first time that we've ever done here at InfoWars and InfoWarsStore.com, and that's a free gift for you. When you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Thanksgiving special. We are thankful, we are grateful for all of your support over the years. And so right now, every purchase from now till December 1st at InfoWarsStore.com will get a free gift. And this is a lot of cool stuff that we have, like flags and koozies, RFID protectors, and so much more. So you go get your favorite supplement at InfoWarsStore.com. You go get a bottle of Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 50% off. You get double Patriot points and now a free gift with every order. Remember those sunglasses that sold out so quickly? We've got some left. Could be coming to you as a free gift, as a token of our appreciation over the years. So maybe we get back on Twitter, maybe we don't. But thanks to you in the audience supporting us financially, shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, praying for us, and spreading the links, we're still on air here every day. And part of our token of appreciation is a free gift to you when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's keep supporting InfoWars, keep shopping at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will stay right here on air every day, just like we have for decades.
Watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It really is so crazy. We got a lot of calls coming in here, and I want to go to those in just a second. I think first we'll go to this video called G20 to Adopt Vaccine Passports Using WHO Standards. It's amazing, isn't it? I was going to say, you know, COVID was a pilot program. They talk about these digital dollar pilot program they're rolling out. Well, COVID was, in a lot of ways, the pilot program for the New World Order. And then it's like you're reminded, okay, not only are they're justifying their current actions of rolling out a digital dollar and demanding all of these things on the destruction to the world economy that COVID wrought, which COVID didn't actually do. It was them. It was the decisions that they made. And then you're reminded that, well, COVID itself isn't naturally occurring. It was actually made in a lab by these same people. So you have these same people creating a virus and then releasing a virus and then using the virus to justify their shutting down of the world economy and their consolidating into massive conglomerations and corporate monopolies, all of the other small businesses they've destroyed. And then they use the economic destruction on that to justify their digital currency. I mean, is this making sense to anybody? Is this feedback loop not obvious to everyone? And how do you solve a feedback loop? You interrupt it somehow. You stop it from perpetuating. You have to cut it off at some point. We don't even have to reverse anything. We just have to stop this feedback loop of tyranny, destruction, tyranny, destruction, tyranny, destruction. I mean, it's so obvious. It's so played out. It's so in your face and apparent. It's our fault that we allow this to continue. It's our fault that people are not aware of this. If you're not sharing these links, if you're not letting people know what's going on in the world around them, they'll just be blissfully ignorant as their future is robbed from them and their retirement savings destroyed, and then their dollars all become digital, and then they suddenly start going away, and then, you know, their grandkids aren't quite as many as they expected, and within a couple generations, their bloodline is ended, their country is over, and their world is destroyed. I mean, that's the destiny that they're headed towards, and they don't even know. They're blindly and blithely heading towards this cliff edge. They have to wake up. You people have to wake up. For the sake of literally humanity itself, we have to wake up. We have to stop these despicable tyrants from their actions. So COVID was the test run. They were not shy about saying it from the very beginning. They were saying this is a unique opportunity in the world to reform it in a better way. And so all of this is coinciding. We told you the vaccine passports were coming from the first month of the pandemic. We could see everything that was coming very clearly. We were called conspiracy theorists. We were called crazy. Then they rolled out and nobody blinked an eye. So let's go now to what they're doing in 2022 at the G20 meeting, where they're going to talk about adopting the vaccine passport program using the WHO standard. So your elected representatives in Washington, D.C., they're not the government anymore. The foreigners meeting in Indonesia right now, they're your government now. You don't get to vote on them. You don't get to oust them. You don't get to have a say over what they want to do. And they have no reason to care about what you think. At least in our current system, as corrupt and destroyed as it has been, at least they have to in some way pretend to care about their constituents, but not anymore. And that's really the big difference. It's just that the pretending isn't necessary anymore. Let's go now to this clip here, G20 to adopt vaccine passports using the WHO standards. Let's watch.
So let's have a digital health certificate acknowledged by WHO if you have been vaccinated or tested properly, then you can move around. So for the next pandemic, instead of stopping the movement of the people 100%, which clogged the economy globally, you know, you can still provide some movement of the people. Indonesia has achieved, G20 country has agreed to have this digital certificate using WHO standard, and we will submit into the World Health Assembly in Geneva as the revision to international health regulation. So hopefully for the next pandemic, we can still see some movement of the people, some movement of the goods, and movement of the economy.
You know, if we want to avoid another catastrophe with the next pandemic, the most important thing we could do would be to strip you people of power. Strip you people of everything that you've taken for yourselves. At the very least. It'd be a good start. Everybody from Klaus Schwab to Anthony Fauci, to everybody that put us in this position, if all of you people were rounded up and put in a cave somewhere, and then we sealed it with cement, the world would go on absolutely fine. You provide nothing. You do nothing. You do nothing but exploit. You do nothing but turn people against one another and limit people's ability to live their lives freely. Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, I almost said Jeffrey Epstein. So sure, why not throw him in there too? They're all in the same club. All of you people need to be buried or, you know, placed in some high security vault at the bottom of the ocean, and the rest of us will be fine. It will be totally fine. We'll be absolutely safe without your intervention. It's your intervention that has done this to all of us, and they're pushing it even farther. So there you go. They're now adopting. So again, it's not even like the World Health Organization will advise national governments. No, they're just saying we will give over our digital identity COVID vaccine passport to the World Health Organization. They're in charge now. They will control the world. They will be able to demand you take any poisonous concoction into your veins. That, by the way, we all know now, they don't work. So what is all of this? What is happening here? Where are the fact checkers when you need them? All right, we're going to leave it there before I say what I really think. Let's go to Hobbs in Nebraska. Hobbs, you want to talk about FTX, Donald Trump, and the missile that hit Poland? Well, that's a lot of stuff. We got 2 minutes left in the segment. but the floor is yours, Hobbs. Go ahead.
All right, Eric. So I know I was supposed to call in last week to try and explain the whole thought process behind my theory that they're trying to destroy faith in the institution. So I won't go into that. It was one of the first things that I went into on our episode last week on our Rumble channel. So if you want to use it, go right ahead. If not, people can look it up there if they're curious.
Give us the Rumble, give us the Rumble channel, Hobbs.
It's Rhodes, the number two, Liberty.
Thank you.
Yep. So, okay, let's go to Donald Trump first. I'm a libertarian. I vote libertarian, but I don't see any candidates for us in the presidential election 24. So I think I'm on board the Trump train because if nothing else, if we're going to be forced to live in clown world, I at least want to laugh. As far as the FTX thing goes, they're already trying to spin it that there's no proof that Ukraine was money laundering our taxpayer dollars back to the DNC through FTX. And you know what? That's technically correct, which is usually the best kind of correct, but, you know, take it for what it is. We know that was what was going on. And as far as the missile from Ukraine going into Poland, it seems rather fortuitous timing that the Russian missile enters Polish airspace narrative unfolded right when the FTX scandal, the biggest taxpayer to Ukraine, the DNC coffers money laundering scandal, blew wide open.
Well, it was also
really.
Let's not forget, Hobbs, it was also the day after Zelensky, for the first time in months, has hinted that he would be open to peace talks. So Zelensky's – so first FTX crashes. The next day, Zelensky's like, you know what? A peace, actually. You know, have you ever heard of this thing called peace? Maybe we should do that. And then the very next day, a missile hits Poland and kills two people, and everybody is reaching for their guns. Big coincidence, Hobbs. Don't look into it.
Right, right. So, you know, luckily some enterprising journalists found evidence that it was a Ukrainian air defense artillery missile that hit those things. So to paraphrase the great Dr. Zoidberg, your false flag was bad and you should feel bad. And that's all I got for today.
All right. Well, Hobbs, you've quoted Futurama twice in this call, which makes it my favorite call we've ever taken on this program. We're going to take more of your phone calls on the other side, folks. Stay tuned. Well, we're not quite at the third hour of American Journal, but we will be soon. I hope that you can support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com, making a purchase. Take advantage of the selling out mega sale. Get some of these products before they're off the shelves for good. Massive discounts.
Let me tell you about all the latest specials right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Let me go down the list here. Now, again, folks, you came through yesterday and shopped at InfoWarsStore.com, so I'm going to be able to take the truck out.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for sharing it. We're going to be going over 2 hours as well. It's a huge success. Big up to the crew behind me. Big up to the writers in the studio putting up the story at InfoWars.com. Remember, folks, if you like this, go shop at InfoWarsStore.com. They're trying to shut us down. It's so funny, they all come out and are like, oh, you owe $1 trillion. You owe $2 trillion, $3 trillion. Oh, really? So we've got you, and that's all we need.
InfoWarsStore.com. No big groups funding us. It's just you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's why we're still on the air. And of course, the big specials live right now. If you're a fan of any of these supplements from InfoWarsStore.com, now is the time to make a purchase. Listen to these big discounts. The Whole Food Multivitamin is 40% off. This has been a top seller. You know, we really don't even market it that much, but Whole Food Multivitamins are so popular right now in the supplement industry. People are just finding ours and realizing it's the best out there. Vitamin D3 gummies, 40% off, but selling out quickly. Winter is here. You got to make sure you're getting your vitamin D. Great way to do it is the vitamin D3 gummies at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. Vitamin Z plus zinc, same story, folks. Build that immune system up. Vitamin C plus zinc, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. Flagship supplement. Fizzy Magnesium, 50% off. Brain Force Ultra, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, I took my Brain Force Plus today, 60% off. Organic Greens, Fiber Caps, 50% off. Super Male and Super Female Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock, 40% off. Knockout Sleep Support, almost sold out, but 40% off. Alpha Power, almost sold out, but 40% off. The Immune Support Formula, 40% off. Again, that's great here. Winter months coming around, you know, cold season, flu season. Support your immune system naturally. Bezobeat Complete, 40% off. Limited supply on that, but still in stock. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off, and so much more. Don't forget about the additional 10% with coupon code 1776.
Lavrov went public last night and said, we are at war with NATO, NATO's at war with us, and this is going to escalate very quickly into a nuclear war.
You think that would be bigger news? It's in some newspapers, but it's in the top story everywhere. That's a big deal.
Watch this video in its entirety right now at band.video.
Final segment of American Journal. I'm going to play that video that I teased a little bit earlier. I listened to the whole thing. I really only listened to the first like 30 seconds of it. And I'm not kidding. It'll literally make you sick to your stomach. This woman went viral on TikTok for disparaging and belittling her father at his funeral. So her father dies. She is asked to give a eulogy, and this is what she says at her father's funeral in front of his corpse. Let's watch.
But Dad, please know that while I'm grateful and highly aware of all that you've given this family, I still don't miss you. When you died, I felt like there was a hole. I missed something, but it wasn't you. It was the idea of what you could become. I miss being able to hope and wish that one day you turn a corner and see the world from my perspective. I miss the idea that one day you might help me fight for the things that matter. I miss my fantasy of you. Because when you died, it solidified the fact that you'll never be what you could have been, but only what you are. And what you are is a racist, misogynistic, xenophobic, Trump-loving, cis-straight white man. That is all you will ever be to me. And Dad, before you tell me to respect the dead, please remember that you disrespected and disregarded the lives and deaths of entire communities of people with your ideology. You told me to never back down, so I won't. You know for a fact that even against you, I'm not afraid to share my peace. You are everything I aspire not to be, and I refuse to stand up here and sing the praises of a man who was the paradigm of white supremacy. So I'll take your racist mindset, I'll take your money, and I'll take your advice. And I swear to God I will make this world a better place, not at all because of you, but in exact opposition to you.
People clap for that. They clap for that. I mean, what do you say? What do you have to say to that? I mean, what is there to say after that? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? We're in a living hell, folks. Honestly, not only does she feel the need to say that, it's like not even, I don't even know what to say about that, right? Her dad dies, and her first thought is, how do I make this about myself? She opens up her eulogy by saying, "I'm not going to miss you." Why? Because he's a racist, sexist, misogynist, white supremacist, Trump-supporting white man. This is the party of love, after all. These are the loving people that are going to fix the world that's so broken. These people who have been raised by people who have just poured out their love to them, tried to raise them right, tried to raise them to be free thinking and responsible people. And the thanks they get is they literally spit on your grave and are more loyal to some globalist power structure than their own family members. It's just, yeah, I you know, what do you say? What do you say after that? Cursing her own father at his funeral, and she gets applause for it. Why? Well, because he's white. Because he's a white man. And he deserves it. This is a level of insanity and sickening evil that is the reason why we say that these people and their ideology is anti-human. This is... yeah, even dogs curl up next to their owners. This woman's less than an animal. Something worse than animals. At least animals don't have a consciousness. They don't really have an excuse when they do deplorable things. But this is the world they're creating. This is the world that they're building for us. This woman is not. And by the way, she looks half black, so I imagine her mom is black and her dad is white, so the racist, sexist, white supremacist is probably married to a black woman. But he's dead.
Just to chime in here, if that's your daughter, you've failed as a parent.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. But I don't...
So yeah, maybe he did suck a little bit.
I mean, really though? I mean, this is the problem, man. It's that we have these like kids that don't know anything, no experience. They know nothing. And they're being raised by parents who have no conception of the propaganda that their kids are being subjected to. They think that what's happening is like, well, it's just a phase. Oh, she's dyeing her hair and acting like a little, oh, well, you know, we all were a little crazy in high school. It's like, no, they're not going to grow out of this because they're being reinforced in this. They'll be rewarded for this. So they'll continue this type of behavior. And then they'll be put in positions of power where they will evangelize for this type of behavior. And other people will see that they're being rewarded for it. So, I mean, I don't know. What do you do as a parent? Do you... I mean, I can only imagine. I can only imagine the difficulty of having a kid like this and just being like, well, you know, we disagree, but I don't want to drive her away, and I'm not going to send her to a like military school or something and just have her hate me even more. So what are you supposed to do? You can try to talk to them. At the end of the day, they're your kids, so you love them. Unfortunately, they don't return the favor, I guess. I don't know. I just feel bad for these parents. I mean, I've talked to parents whose kids are in like kindergarten and they come home talking about transgenderism and the parent has no idea what's going on, right? They don't watch the news. They don't watch InfoWars. They don't understand that like their kid is being subjected to propaganda, that their kid is being, you know, brainwashed by some bad actor. And so they're just worried. They're just like, well, I just want them to be happy. They're just like desperate to not have their kid be like suicidal. And so they'll do whatever it takes. And they don't understand the sophisticated information warfare operation that's aligned against them. And so they follow the instructions of the experts who tell them, do you want? And we've heard this time and time again from detransitioners and people who were trans and have, you know, gotten out of it. You know, they say, yeah, my parents fell for this because my doctor told them, would you rather have a living son or a dead daughter? Those are your options. Either your daughter's going to kill herself or you can let her go through this surgery. And as a parent, if you don't know anything, I mean, what you should do is smack some sense into your child. Let's just put it that way. You are the authority after all. But But like, if you're just trying to raise your kid the best they can, and they start, going down a path of, liberal nonsense, I don't think anybody realizes how serious it is. I don't think he realized that if he doesn't intervene, then she would be cursing him at his funeral. I mean, who could have ever thought that humanity would fall that far? And again, the worst part is that not only did this person do this, because I can see somebody doing something like this and it going viral as a evidence of, despicable, just the worst people ever. But that's not why this went viral. This went viral because people love it. They like it. They think she's brave for having done this. They think it's loving and good. Has over 250,000 likes on this. And only 5,000 comments. This was hugely popular because people are celebrating her. And other little kids are going to watch that and think, yeah, I would do that too. I would also curse my parents for the approval of the faceless masses. So again, just in case you were wondering which side's the good side, which side's the bad side, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the good side are not the people cursing their parents at their own funeral because they're a different political party. Okay, I think those are the psychopaths. I think those are the dangerously unhinged people. Unfortunately, they're also the ones that have gotten in charge of everything and are spreading their mental disease to the most vulnerable amongst us. So I don't know if I've ever seen a more stark representation of the sickening anti-human evil that is coming down on our planet. But there it was. That was it. If you don't know what we're fighting against, it's that right there. Those people right there.
So I'm going down her Twitter right now. And if you look back, she like made a cake when her dad died of cancer, saying, well, my dad died. Yeah, she's a model citizen.
Monsters. These people are monsters. They're being run and bred monsters.
Calling patriots worldwide. If you have been waiting for a sale to try out one of our many products at InfoWarsStore.com, then this is the one for you. Introducing our Selling Out Mega Blowout Sale. Almost all of our best items you will find have up to 60% off the base price. Many of them are in limited supply too, so once they are gone, you will probably not have a chance to resupply until next year. Contained within the sale, you will find things like BrainForce Plus at 60% off or BrainForce Ultra at 50% off, each of which are a great way to try the next level in advanced neural activation. If your body is in need of a recharge or a boost, then our products Knockout, Alpha Power, and Bodies can help you get to sleep and ready to take on the next day, all of which can be found at a 50% discount. Perhaps you're in need of some vitamins your body is deficient in, then check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion or the Vitamin D3 Gummies at a discount of 50%. Also, you will find our Whole Food Multivitamins and Vitamin C with Zinc at 40% off. Fizzy Magnesium, a newer offering on the store, is discounted at 50% off. And one of the most powerful InfoWars Life offerings, DNA Force Plus, is also on sale at a 50% discount. On top of getting one of our best offers in the history of the InfoWars store, if you order now, we'll throw in one free item for every purchase, regardless of size. This will be the first and possibly last time we will include a free gift that could be anything from a koozie to a flag, a book, DVD, sunglasses, stickers, and even RFID protection. This is part of our appreciation to you for supporting the InfoWar. So when we say it's a 360 win, we're actually giving you a 180 on top of that with a little something extra this time. Help launch this war on information to the next level by purchasing one or more of these high-quality items at InfoWarsStore.com.
¶¶